Welcome to FemLead, the podcast on female leadership and role models. This show aims to inspire and equip you with the tools you need to navigate your career plans. FemLead brings inspiring career perspectives and strategies to guide your path to success. Your host, Alexandra, will interview role models on new exciting topics with each episode. If you like what you hear, give us a review and subscribe to the show on your preferred streaming platform. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special episode of FemLead Podcast. I'm Alexandra, and today, I guess this is my first solo podcast episode, well, except the intro, which is quite exciting. I decided to create this episode so we do together a year in review, 2022 edition. So today, we're going to talk about my breakthroughs of this past year. Now, I have to share to everybody looking at this episode on YouTube that I have notes. So you'll see me looking at my phone intentionally because I want to go through all of the notes I made. And I want to share that this year has been fantastic. It's been very uncomfortable for a period of time. It started well and it ended very well. But in between, there were ups and downs. And in a way, I'm happy that I, to be honest, get the courage to talk about it because I feel it's always a little bit awkward to discuss those situations where you thought you had your shit together, but things were not really true. So I'm going to deep dive into that a little bit today as well. I don't think I'm going to go into details, but I think what I mean to do today is to share a little bit of my learnings. And hopefully you will do the same after you listen to this episode. You'll want to share a little bit more about your experiences because I think that the aim of this community is to share learnings and help each other. So if my reflections can help one person, then I'm going to be very, very, very happy. So here I go. This is the episode about the breakthroughs of 2022. And I had a couple. I managed to make a top three, but until I get there, I think I want to share a little bit more about what we've been doing at FemLead and how this community has grown. And, you know, for anybody looking to build a community or for anybody looking to understand more about what does it actually mean to talk about something you're passionate about and how do you convey that to an audience, I think, you know, our milestones, I think are quite interesting because it all happened organically, naturally, without any promotion. Everything happened through word of mouth and through, you know, trusting the process and trusting that people that listen to us, they are genuinely interested in growing and developing. And as a result, we got a lot of, cool initiatives started that actually transformed into something bigger. And I think the most important reflection that I have is the importance of experience and how underrated it is in certain discussions. Like we think that we don't need the experience to be able to do something big or to, I don't know, reach a certain milestone. But one of the biggest reflections I'm going to share today is that you need to have experience to know what you're doing. And I think that this year has been the, I would say, peak of the mountain for me when it comes to taking all the learnings I've gotten in the last 10 years and creating our own conference, for example. And this wouldn't have been possible if I wouldn't have volunteered for 10 years and created dozens of conferences. It's not really easy to create or to organize or to host a conference, and you need experience. And I learned so much through this process. It's scary as hell because it was a conference that we created here in my living room with two other people at the beginning of 2022. And then it transformed into something really big. Yeah, I think the idea of having a offline event, face-to-face event, really started in 2022 when we actually got a location, but the planning for it in my mind started the moment I started the podcast, because I thought about creating different avenues for how the community can grow, and having a recurring event where people meet and mingle is really one of the main avenues that we really want to follow. So now we've been hosting 2 events, and we are preparing for the 3rd one. And in 2023, we want to host more, maybe smaller events, networking events that can bring people together. So this is going to happen. We have created a career conference called Career Breakthrough in May. And this has been a very big milestone for me, because we managed to bring together 120 people. For me, as a founder of a community, well, a podcast turned community, it's really a big milestone that people wanted to come. And when I was on stage, I shared towards the end that one of my biggest fears was that people will not, they were not going to come, even though they signed up. It was a free event. And I was thinking, okay, I'm sure that not everybody will come, but I hope that people who sign up will come, because why wouldn't they want to have this experience? And the truth is that, 85% of people came. So that's really fantastic. And another thing I shared on stage that I think makes sense to kind of end the year with is don't self-reject. And I saw this tweet that's been circulating on the internet. I thought about the idea, and then I transformed that into a personal journey. Don't self-reject means that oftentimes when we're about to start something and we are considering starting something, we fear failure. So we don't even try, because we think about all the ways that it can turn negative and what will people think about us. And if there's anything I really, really want to leave this year with, is that I am not a person that will self-reject. I would rather go through the awkwardness of being rejected than not trying. And I really wish all of you to have the courage to do it, because it's difficult, it sucks, and sometimes it's really, really awkward. But once you do it, and once you have this experience, the next time it will be easier. And at some point, you will reach a moment where nothing can crush you, because you've already been rejected. So hey, you know what? It's just another no. And for me personally, this is a big goal. Being able to go through experiences and not look at them as something horrific, but as something that really teaches me how to be a better human, how to know myself better, how to make better decisions. Really, really think about this don't self-reject sentence when you are considering starting something, talking to someone, taking the initiative about the project, and try it out. See what happens. Because if it doesn't work out, you learn. But if it works out, how amazing it is that you had the courage to start it, right? So yeah, that turned out to be longer than I thought. Here I go, moving forward. I want to say thank you for this event that was really a highlight for us at FemLead, because we had some very, very cool people and companies supporting us. So I would like to take the moment to say thank you to, all of the teammates that made this conference come alive, and all of the partners, including Matrikel Eat, that was one of our first partners who decided to join us. And thank you so much to Tegan for facilitating that. Of course, I want to thank the sponsors and the supporters. So I want to thank Novo Resume for being the first sponsor of the event. I want to thank Trustpilot for trusting us and for being a main sponsor for this event. I want to thank Copenhagen Float, Novo Nordisk, as sponsors as well, for supporting us and for trusting us. And I would like to also thank our media partners and communities that have been sharing the message. Of course, we had some pretty amazing speakers. So I want to send my regards to Antisa Jensen. She's amazing. And I interviewed her twice already. But I really want to encourage you to follow her if you really want to start living or start hearing about living authentically. And what does it mean, actually? She had a fantastic opening speech that I'll tell you in a second where to find. I want to thank Violeta Todorova from BCG for joining us and for being really a strong supporter of our mission all the time. I want to thank Angela Timofte and Dana Aonofriese for always showing up to support us and for contributing to the organization of the event. On top of being speakers and discussing career progression, a very important topic, they also sponsored through Trustpilot this event. So thank you so much, ladies. Thank you to Kristine Plok-Sorensen from Novo Nordisk for bringing us in front of such an important topic, self-confidence, and how to take a seat at the table. I want to thank Mosgan Gerayeli for her workshop on finding yourself in a foreign country and how to navigate your career path in Denmark. And lastly, I want to thank Raluca Stana for her brilliant talk on techno-stress and how important it is to take the time to consider the impact technology has on your life. We have ups and downs, and just like the seasons, there are times when we hibernate and times when we blossom and harvest the fruits of our work. This is an important lesson for all of us now, and I really want to encourage you to listen to her talk, because everything is available for you to stream, well, to, I guess, replay. I don't know if streaming is the right word, but we also had a big milestone this year when we launched our platform just a few weeks ago. We have launched our platform for career development, and we started by sharing all the presentations from Career Breakthrough from back in May. So we want to continue to build this community with really relevant content. So I really welcome you all on familypodcast.com to go to the career episodes tab and see all of the different presentations. You will need to sign up, create an account, and then you will be part of our platform. So I really want to encourage you to do that. And on that note, if you want to help us build and inspire and, make a community for women to feel like they have a seat at the table, we can always use help, especially on social media. And when it comes to creating the content and even the podcast. So reach out to us at hello@familypodcast.com via email, and we would be very, very, very grateful to have a conversation with you and happy to meet you and see if we can have synergies together. Right. So before we go into my breakthroughs of 2022, I want to say thank you to the following people: Nicoletta, Ankutsa, Tia, Bianca, Laila, Kate, Diana, Fie, Zofi, Gulin, Saoji, Georgiana, Cecil, Julia, Becky, and Monica. Thank you so much for your help, ladies. You've been fantastic, and I'm really grateful that we got to cross paths and work together on such an important mission. I guess this year is divided really between the first half of the year and the second half of the year. So in the first half of the year, really the focus was to bring the conference to life, so host an event. And then the second half was really, I personally went through a career breakthrough and decided to make a career switch. And I made that career switch because I felt it was in sync with my professional aspirations as I was evolving. And that it's in itself was a big lesson that I'm going to deep dive a little bit into. This was also the reason why you haven't really heard of a podcast episode in the last 2 months, because I started a new job and I really focused on that. Before I share why I made a change in my career, because I know this is an interesting topic for our mission here, so I think it's fair to say that. I also want to share my top three breakthroughs for 2022. Of course, I made a top three. What do you think? And I think those top three breakthroughs really helped me find my next professional adventure. Number one, realizing that I was sometimes lying to myself, it's definitely a breakthrough. So what does it mean? So it means that sometimes I was in situations where I felt like something wasn't necessarily in sync with what I knew I needed, but I was ignoring it because I thought I was supposed to be feeling like it's off. I don't know if that makes sense. So like I thought that whatever people think should be enough for me, then it should be enough. Like I shouldn't be questioning it. And when I started questioning it, why do I think this is good for me, or why do I think this isn't good for me? A lot of things popped up. And thankfully, I got the chance to have this awkward breakthrough that then really changed a little bit my setup for the year. But to put it bluntly, just because a situation seems good on the outside or desirable, it doesn't mean that you should stay in it. Let me say that again. Just because a situation seems good on the outside or desirable, it doesn't mean that you should stay in it. If you have a good role, for example, or a good relationship or a good friendship, but you feel that you do not grow or that your goals and wishes for your development do not move forward, it is okay to say, this is not for me anymore. Yes. I admit that it is very hard to make such a decision. It's also very hard to realize that, hey, I should be happy now, but I'm really not that excited about my day. And, you know, it's a little bit of a tough realization when you feel like something is off and you don't know why, but you kind of could guess, but you don't want to because what will people say? It's hard. But, you know, it's important to have a support system. And luckily I did. I also work with, you know, a coach, and I have friends that I can discuss with. And I think I really had to go through this journey of self-realization to really change my setup. Lying to yourself can look in many different ways, and I'm still understanding who I am and obviously what I want. But I think now it's from a different perspective. I would say I'm more honest and more unafraid of what I want. And I know that my core values are very important for me to feel fulfilled and happy. And if I feel that they do not align with one person, one organization, or one situation, then for me, it's okay to say no, thank you. You don't need to explain why, but you need to be kind, I think, obviously, it's my opinion. Be kind and remove yourself from that situation if it doesn't work for you. I truly cannot share how grateful I am to really my friends, my coach, my partner, my support group, that they believed in me and they wish me to be happy. So at times they were like, you don't seem to be very happy. Let's see what we can do here. That's really important, guys. So if you can, and gals, so if you can reflect on that and really find that support system, I think it can really change for the better, hopefully, your situation, if you feel that's needed. The second breakthrough is that I realize I want my career goal to be that I'm happy. So what does it mean? Well, it means that I really, really want to spend those 8+ hours a day doing something that excites me, that keeps me motivated, that brings me value, and that I have, you know, a feeling of satisfaction in my life. And once I feel that is not the case, then I really should question for myself, you know, what can I do now to create this setup that will make me happy? Because if not, in time, me, myself, how I react is that I get frustrated, and no one wants to be around a frustrated colleague, to be fair. So I think when it comes to realizing, you know, what's good for you and where you want to be, I think having this conversation with yourself often and really honest can really help avoid getting into a situation where you are unhappy. And I'm not saying here that every moment should be really amazing or that every day should be fantastic, but I think that you need to align your goals with your situation, both professionally and personally, because, you know, it makes a difference for your well-being, and it makes a difference for who you are in a group, who you are around others. And if you don't feel fulfilled or happy, this really impacts the entire setup of other people as well. And you will feel uncomfortable, others will feel uncomfortable, and it's hard to be vulnerable. But once you kind of recognize that, I think a lot of things can change for the better. The third breakthrough is that I realized that vulnerability is the way to go. Yes, I kind of said that, but really I opened up. I was vulnerable to myself and it really sucked. And then I was vulnerable to others and it was very uncomfortable, but it was the best thing ever because I had some very good conversations about where I want to go, what I want to do, and what really makes sense for me. And realizing that, you know, you can't give to others if your glass is not full, really comes into play here, that you can pretend to be happy or excited about something if you are actually really not and you're kind of pretending, right? So it's really important to recognize that. Sure. I really started being very real and vulnerable to people around me. I really started to state what I needed in order to be happy. And I also started to ask why and what happened directly without feeling like I'm, you know, crossing a line, because my intention was always good and is always good. So I started being a little bit more aware, or way more aware, of how I ask questions, but with an intention of figuring out, okay, what do we do now, right? And what honestly happened, which is, I would say, the universal intervention, or divine intervention, or whatever you want to call it, is that when I started opening up, people around me opened up as well. And then they were also vulnerable. And then honestly, it was amazing, because there was a point of relief of like, oh, I'm not the only one feeling this. This is amazing, right? And it really, I had some very cool conversations and some very important conversations about values, about future plans, about, you know, vision, mission, how we get to that point, with people I barely knew or with people I've known for a very long time. But yeah, it was pretty cool to experience it, actually. So I guess my point here is that if you open up, you let others open up as well. And that creates a very real and honest conversation about what the opportunities are. And even if things don't work out your way, or even if things kind of look different than what you would imagine they would look, it's way more honest to have this sort of setup than to be lying to yourself that, you know what, I'll just jinx it no matter how it looks. And I wanted to say here that what brought me in exchange of opening up and, you know, sharing what I want and where I want to go and what my opportunities are and what I want to do next is really, it brought me a new challenge. It brought me a new environment. It brought me a new feeling and an energy. I have a way different way of seeing my personal life now. I improved my relationships, my friendships, and also the connection with people around me. So how did I do it? Because it sounds like something big happened. It did, but I cannot really put it into words. I guess the main idea here is that I became more real about what works and what doesn't work for me. And in exchange, things seem to be more aligned for me, which is very important as a person that promotes, you know, fulfillment at work and fulfillment in life. I think I am now more fulfilled, which is, I would say, fantastic. There's no recipe. So I guess that I reached a point in my life where building up something of a facade. And, you know, this is, I really had this idea of like, this is how you become a leader in tech. It's like, okay, that's not me anymore. It doesn't represent a goal of mine anymore. It did, but now I'm past that. So I really wanted to say that I needed to evolve, and that I think it's very important. And I know we spoke about it in some podcast interviews, that as you grow, your entire setup should grow with you, meaning that you are not the same person you were a year ago. And if you change your goals, if you change your mind, if you have new motivation to do something else, you should really try it out. And don't think that this is the recipe, this is what other people told me, so I should only do it like that, because you are lying to yourself and it will not work out like that. Because as we've mentioned in 1,000 episodes by now, you cannot copy someone else's setup or life. You need to do your own, right? So yeah, I know this is something you've heard, but it's really important to mention it here, that it wasn't a recipe. It was just the process I went through, and it really changed my life, and it changed it for the better. So I hope that this helps many people. So what is a breakthrough? So for me, it's a feeling of relief knowing that I've reached a milestone, and 2022 was a breakthrough year for me, because it showed me that there's nothing wrong with being vulnerable, and that not sharing what doesn't work for you will really in the end make things worse, not better. So since I want to be happy, then I will never reach the state if I pretend, right? So I think it makes a lot of sense. What is next for us now? So for Femme Lead, well, we just shared some pretty cool news online that we have partnered up with Amazon Web Services for a networking event and a keynote event on January 25th in Copenhagen. So if you are now listening to this, please go to femmeleadpodcast.com/events and sign up to our event with two powerhouse speakers joining us to discuss the role of diversity, equity, and inclusion in recruitment. We are going to discuss a super, super relevant topic, a very important topic. We're going to talk with women, two women with a lot of experience in the field. I want to encourage men to come because, as I said in the beginning, we need allies, and this is not a conversation only for women. This is a conversation for leaders and professionals. So please tell your male colleagues to come as well. And we are going to have after that a networking event. So we are actually going to have a lot of time to mingle and meet new people and discuss new ideas. So please come. What about the podcast? So in the very next weeks, we're going to share some new cool interviews. I really admire the women that are sharing their lessons here and are coming to share their experiences. So really stay tuned and share your podcast with your friends so we can get really larger reach and also more feedback, more interesting ideas back, but also to get more inspiration forward, right? And lastly, what is new for me, because I've been alluding to this. So if you haven't been on LinkedIn, then maybe you don't know, but I have been silent lately because I actually started a new job myself. And I gave that all my attention. I'm super, super, super happy to share that back in October, I joined the Maersk Growth, which is the venture arm of A.P. Moller Maersk. It's an integrated logistics company and one of the largest shipping companies in the world. Maersk is very popular in Denmark because it's a Danish company. It's an old company founded more than 100 years ago. It's a family-owned company. And I think what really moved me was the fact that the values of the organization are deeply ingrained in the organization. So I really feel that I had a great start, and I feel like all of my colleagues are really awesome. So it's really a fantastic place to be for me in my professional path, because I really felt that I wanted to be in a larger ecosystem and work with different units and businesses and, you know, really bring in that new vibe into my life. And I'm really happy that I managed to start in such a cool organization. I wanted really to continue my work with innovation, and my role is now to be part of the fairly new established team of venture clienting, where we look to bring external innovation back to the business and solve problems with solutions sourced from mature startups. So this role really plays at my top skills. I really like networking. I really like connecting the dots. I can use my community building skills further. And I really want to continue being active in the innovation space, but now in a way larger environment with 100,000 colleagues around the world, which I think is pretty cool. I will talk in a future podcast episode about the differences between working in a startup and a corporation. So stay tuned, because I plan to invite a friend and have a super fun chat about it with both the good, the bad, and the lovely as I look at it now. What are the 2023 goals? To sum up, so my goals for next year is to really enjoy life a bit more, settle into my new role, and also have some experiences outside of the career-focused plans. Because as I told you, this was a really, 2022 was a breakthrough year for me. And one of the things I realized while looking through my pictures was that I get to do cool things, but then there's so little time to enjoy it while and after you've had these experiences. So I plan to do that way more now. And I really want to continue to build the FemLead community, host more events, maybe not career format, not career conference formats, because those take a lot of time, but maybe networking events where we can bring different speakers together. So really stay tuned for you know, our upcoming events, because we will plan to host more and we will have more and more fun speakers and partners. Now, I'm really curious to know your goals for 2023. So if you want to share, if you think this was a fun episode or just like a babbling that took half of your hour, but still fun, feel free to share with us your goals. Write us. We are active on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and of course, on the website, we always share news. We have very cool blog posts that I encourage you to read, some very talented writers in our team. And of course, if you are in Copenhagen, feel free to join our events and let's exchange some ideas. Finally, a huge thank you for this year to the FemLead team and to all of you for listening. It's super important to point out that a community cannot exist without its audience. So I really want to thank all of you who write me or who write us or who interact with all of our team members and share your impressions about FemLead. We always take it into account and we try our best to create a safe space for women to thrive and for men to join as allies. So if you want to support us, as I said, you are very welcome to write us. If you want to share more about the podcast, we will be very grateful because it helps us bring more awareness to the mission. And if you want to partner with us, we also have a partner page on our website that you can go in and submit a request. Isn't that fun? Thank you so much to all of you for this year. It's been good. It's been a breakthrough for many of us. I hope you took some inspiration from our interviews and from this review. And I hope I gave you some good ideas to take with you for next year. I wish you a fantastic 2023, full of inspirations and happiness in your life. Happy New Year. And stay tuned for more updates from FemLead Podcast. See you next year.
Hope you've enjoyed this episode of FemLead Podcast. Share the news with your friends and follow us on social media at FemLead Podcast everywhere.